All right, it's that time again, Friday afternoon with What's on Tap. This is where we drink beer, hang out, and listen to tunes, sponsored by Laguna Beach Beer Company. You can't beat that. We've got Brendan Maxim in studio. He's the head brewer at Laguna Beach Beer Company. What's up, man? Thanks for coming on with us, dude. I really appreciate you coming on. Hang on, talking to that mic one more time. Make sure I have you.
Right here. You got it?
There you are. I got you, bud. We're glad to have you. Last week, Russ came on with us. This is a revitalized segment that we did years ago that we're bringing back because we like drinking beer and hanging out in the studio and talking about our dear neighborhood brewery. You guys are making new stuff all the time. And yep. There's like, what, 23 taps at the Laguna location?
Yep, 23 taps there. And we got 21 up in RSM.
God, that's insane. So you're working hard all the time to brew stuff.
Pretty much,
yeah. Yep. What are your hours like?
I mean, it really varies week to week. There's certain weeks you're putting in 60, 70 hours. But, you know, beer takes a long time to make. So some weeks you're just kind of waiting for it to be ready.
Sure.
Staying busy in the meantime, brewing new batches. But, you know, you're going to put in at least 45 hours on a light week. And it's been all over the place. We've worked 7-day weeks. You know, for hours, especially when we first started. Yeah,
yeah, you really got to be in it.
It's no 9-to-5, that's for sure.
Okay, cool. So we're going to taste some beers today. We'll get to that in a moment. But in general, since this is the first time you've been on this show, is there, I don't know, maybe a general theme or attitude or concept that you put toward all the beers at Laguna Beach Beer Company? Like, is there a motto around the brewing room?
I mean, the motto is just to make the best beer we can, make everything clean, tasting good. But aside from that, we started a little less than 2 years ago with a blank slate. They had four core beers they had been working on for a while. And from there, we knew we needed about a dozen more. And constantly those beers run out in about a month, and then you got to make another one to fill that place on the tap.
Yeah.
So, There's no set playbook here. We're just making what we think people are going to want. And sometimes we can be a little more selfish, make something we want. But, just a lot of creativity goes into it. And like you said, there's something coming out every week.
Yeah. Well, and I love your guys' story. I mean, it's so hard to start a business in Laguna, to start it from scratch in a garage, to grow it to two locations, to be in all sorts of bars and restaurants and stores. I mean, you guys really made it together. It's really cool.
Yeah. And, I mean, no signs of slowing down.
Right.
We actually just found the date on November 6th. Our new brew house is showing up. So it's going to be about twice the size. We're adding some new tanks. So in the future, there's going to be more and more great beer coming out.
Awesome, man. Well, let's get to tasting one of them. Again, Brendan Maxim, head brewer at Laguna Beach Beer Company in studio during our What's on Tap show. So going from left to right, what do we have first?
First, we're starting with the Main Tower Pilsner. This became one of our core beers right off the bat. We started with four of them, and the owners knew we wanted to have a Pilsner in the rotation. Something easy drinking, perfect for a Laguna summer day. Kind of pleases everybody. Nice and crisp, touch of bitterness, nice hop flavor, little malt flavor, and just something you can drink six in a row of if you really want to.
Cool. Well, I'm going to taste it now. Here we go. Live on the radio, beer drinking. Yeah, dude. It does make you go, because it's refreshing, like you said. Yeah. Easy beer to drink.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's definitely a brewer's beer. The style, I would say, is getting more and more popular with everyone, but 9 times out of 10, if you come by the brewery and you see me with a beer in my hand, it's going to be this one.
Gotcha. And how often do you have a beer in your hand at the brewery, by the way?
Depending on who's listening, almost never. Usually around 4 o'clock as the day's winding down,
sure.
you start making sure everything on tap tastes good.
Yeah.
It's quality assurance, quality control,
absolutely,
those sort of things.
So, for those who might not know, and, I've had a Pils before, obviously, what exactly is a Pilsner? It's a word that we might take for granted. What is it?
Pilsner is a classic German lager, one of the oldest styles there is. And the reason it's a difficult beer to make is because it's simplicity. You can't hide anything in a Pilsner. So, if you made a bad one, any flaw is going to come out front and center. If there's any off flavors or anything, you're not going to take a second sip of a Pilsner. You'll know right away. So brewers, they enjoy making them, but it's also a more tedious process because there's no room for error.
Gotcha.
And that being said, we've been really happy with, you know, how ours came out. We've tweaked it little by little, about 3 or 4 times to get it exactly what we want. We're really happy with it now.
Awesome. We're going to go to a quick music break and be back and taste 2 more beers. Again, What's on Tap with Brendan, the head brewer of Laguna Beach Beer Company. And I've got a Pilsner to drink during this 3-minute Andrew Corradini song. We're going to play artists that play a lot at the beer company. So this is obviously one of them. Corradini, KX93.5. KX93.5 brings you What's on Tap on a Friday afternoon, sponsored by Laguna Beach Beer Company and Brendan Maximum, the head brewer of the beer company, in studio today. We could talk Pilsner all day, and that's what we just tried. And one more time, the name of that beer was?
Main Tower Pilsner.
The Main Tower Pilsner, which I would understand is on tap at the beer company.
Absolutely.
Where else can you buy your stuff these days?
We had to dial back our distribution a little bit to keep it more locally focused on Laguna Beach when we added the new location. So, as mentioned before, the new brew house is going to allow us to go back out and pick back up all those taps we kind of had to say goodbye to for a little while.
Cool.
When we wanted to supply the locals here with
that's
as much as we could.
That's a tough balance to strike. I know it in this business, too. How do you please the locals while expanding your business? Tough one.
I mean, Russ could have given you a better idea of that. That's his job people down. But it does, you know, it does come back to me, because if he goes out and we make a great beer and he's selling it all over town, we run out of it in the tasting room, and then it's on me to get it back in the tanks.
You got to make some more.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we're going to keep tasting beer here from the beer company. So what is the second one that we have today?
So this beer came out on Thursday. We released it. This is a lighter lager. It's called Left on Legion. and we added orange and lime zest to it. So the reason I wanted to pour Main Tower Pilsner first is because the base is very similar there. But we went a little lighter. We kind of, the goal of this was for when we open at 10 a.m. for football on Sundays, you know. People don't want a big, heavy double IPA at 10 a.m. on Sundays, so you wanted something you can throw back all game long as you're sitting in the tasting room.
Yeah.
So very simple. We used a more flavorful Pilsner grain. This is actually Bohemian Pilsner, so going to have a little heartier, more like malt presence in it. Otherwise, you make, you know, you make a light beer, the main ingredient's water. So the lighter the beer, the less grain. That's why if you're drinking Bud Light or something like that, it does have a, you know, watery taste.
Yeah.
When we didn't want that. We still wanted to taste like a good, clean, crisp craft beer. So Bohemian Pilsner laid the base. We used just a touch of hops, Mosaic to be exact. And then during its lagering phase, we added orange and lime zest.
Yeah, you can get that citrus. That's really good.
Yep.
Yeah. Monica's here. She's drinking it too.
I am.
Hi. You got to talk into the mic if you want to say hi.
Hi.
How's that one for you?
It's really good.
Yeah.
I put a lot of orange and lime in everything. So this is going to be hitting that spot for
excellent.
A lot of people who just do that anyway.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's always a little tricky with adding fruit or any sort of spice to beer. Less is always more. You don't want to hand somebody, you know, some fruit bomb where you can't even taste the beer to
so
it.
You so you don't put a lime in your Modelo then, I'm guessing.
I mean, I do with Modelos. any other beer I could do without it, but okay. Something about a lime in a Modelo.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Yep.
So Left on Legion, is that a shout out to the high school or what?
It's just, I believe they named it just after the, you know, the street here heading down to the beach, I believe.
Right. If you make a left on Legion from Glenary, you go straight down to Main Beach, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Legion's a weird
dead
Legion,
end.
Legion goes a variety
depends.
Of ways.
If you're going to Pernzena Point, you left on Legion takes it to the high school.
I could have done a little more research.
No,
I'm not a Laguna local.
No, see, there is no left on Legion if you're going toward Dana Point because it's Laguna there. It turns into Legion later.
You're talking about my favorite gas station. It's on Legion, and you can go left there.
Ah, she's right, actually.
Shout out, Russ, leaving me high and dry.
I'm sure that's what Russ meant.
Left, we're going to have to ask you. Left on Legion. Well, this is a great beer. I love that it's brand new.
It's
just
so
came
good.
Out Thursday. Is it already being served?
Yep.
Okay,
cool. Went on tap at both locations on Thursday afternoon.
Awesome. Well, that is cool. Just
it's
in time
so
for this last football weekend. Left on Legion at Laguna Beach Beer Company. We're going to go to one more song and come back and taste our last dark beer here. Again, Brendan in studio, the head brewer at Laguna Beach Beer Company. And we're playing songs that are featured over there, artists that are featured often. So here's Robert John and The Wreck.
Got
All right, that's Robert John and the Wreck. It's KX93.5 with What's on Tap Friday afternoons, sponsored by Laguna Beach Beer Company. Today we have the pleasure of having in their head brewer, Brendan Maxim, talking us through three beers. How's it going, man?
Going great.
It's like,
how
normal
you guys
day
liking
the
everything?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, keeps working.
I'm loving it so far. Monica, you good over there?
Yeah, there's no question on which one I like the best, okay?
We haven't even tried the last one.
Well, Left on Legion is so good. And yeah. I asked you, and I know this is not good for maybe politically correct radio, but I asked, do the girls like it? Left on Legion is really popular with the ladies, isn't it?
Well, it just came out Thursday, so I don't think
so
there's a lot of data.
There's been 2 days.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, drinking. I even saw, we had a young lady walk in yesterday, and she, you know, typical walked up like, hey, I'm looking for something light that has good flavor. And like, I overheard that, like me and the bartender just basically like looked at each other and nodded.
You're like it's time.
Yeah.
Like, deploy it.
Yeah. She's going to love this.
She's going to love Left on Legion.
How convenient. It's almost like you planted her to try your new beer.
Yep. It's delish.
All right. Well, let's move on to our third one. What's last?
All right, last we have our brown ale called No More Mud. I wanted to bring this because if you're looking to try it because you haven't yet, you need to get to the tasting room. We are running really low on it.
Nice.
And that's why yesterday we brewed another brown, more of a English interpretation of a brown ale. So look out for that in about 3-4 weeks. But this brown ale, it's still gonna be nice and dry, not too malty, not too filling. It's sessionable. You're gonna get light flavors of chocolate, toffee, a little bit of caramel, little chocolate wafer on the finish. So still super drinkable, ton of flavor, but easy to throw back a couple of them in a sitting.
Yeah, and you don't usually find a brown ale easy to throw back, or at least I don't. So I think this is totally drinkable.
Yep. It depends on who's making it. It's another style I love, but you just don't see it too many places.
Yeah.
They're not typically big sellers. You know, it's not the hazy IPA. You're not going to sell out of this in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But when the time comes where we're missing something malty and drinkable, whether it's amber, red, I jumped at the opportunity to make a brown, and it was actually really well received, and that's why we're cooking up another one.
So will the next one be slightly different than this? So this is really your last chance to try this exact blend?
Quite different. Whole lot of different grains used, still shooting for the same outcome of flavor and drinkability combined into just a great pint.
I think that's pretty cool that you have very limited releases. You make it, you know, people love it, but it's like, you know what, we're going to do something different now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what the entire industry is about.
Yeah.
I get asked all the time, like, hey, when are you making this again? When are you making this again? And it's like, you know, to make a beer twice is to say that it's perfect. So there's always some room for improvement.
Right.
And people, you know, go to breweries to taste what's new. Of course, you always want to have your staples to go back to, but if you're frequent in the place, you want to show up and see something new on the menu every time you go there.
Yeah.
So that's what we try and offer.
Could you even, if someone's like, make that exact beer you had for a month a couple years back, could you be like, all right, I will? Could you even do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
You could mimic it, you know, pretty close, almost indistinguishable.
Like, got it.
And that's what we do with the core beers. That's the other side of brewing, trying to make the same beer over and over when every year the grain farms are different, the hop farms are different. So
yeah. So at what point does this become a stout? What's the difference between a brown ale and a stout?
A lot of it does come with the amount of flavored grains you're going to use. The stout's going to have more roastier coffee flavors to go along with that chocolate and caramel, as well as fermentation is a big process of it. With a stout, you want a lot of residual sugars that didn't ferment out during that process. So that's going to give it more body. It's going to be full. That's why, you know, one or two stouts, you're going to feel like you drank enough that day because they're just thicker.
Right.
In essence. So.
Right on. Monica, verdict?
Well, it's delicious.
Oh, do you still like...
I can pour it over some pie.
Do you still like Left on Legion better?
Okay, so for totally two different reasons.
Right, see?
Right? One's
spoke
a day, one's a day drink, one's a night drink for sure. This one's delicious. It is sweet. It tastes like chocolate, all those things you mentioned. And I'm glad you asked about the stout because that's my favorite.
Oh.
At Laguna Beach Breweries, the Laguna Beach Beer Company, is the Christmas stout that you guys had last December.
Yes.
That we talked about. I'm on the song breaks, that I had never tasted before. And Brent, who's the owner, was like, I don't know if we're going to have it. It takes so long to make it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, the beauty about craft. You have to get in there. You have to try it because it could be gone.
Absolutely. I mean, especially with the two locations, there's some beers that, I mean, 2 weeks later, I'm like talking to the guys doing inventory. I'm like, there's no way we're down to one keg. Like, tell me some are hiding somewhere
you
else.
You spent many months crafting this thing.
Yeah.
This just came out. Like, back in August, I took a vacation, came back, and our newest hazy IPA was almost gone. I was like, I don't even know if I drank this yet.
Yeah, it's really great. So yeah, that's why I love craft, I think, and all the different flavors that come out of it. And I think that you really have to go in and you have to try them all and just kind of like, you know, participate.
Yeah. Well, I think we're really lucky to have you guys in our backyard. I mean, you probably could just be a brewery that makes four beers and they do pretty well and keep making them and people would be happy, but you're pushing the envelope. You're making new stuff all the time. You're trying stuff and it's damn good. So we're really lucky to have you in Laguna, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Cheers. We're going to continue trying. Just gave the rundown yesterday. I think in the next 4 or 5 weeks, we got at least 6 new beers coming out that we've never made before.
Cool.
More and more to come.
Is it a secret?
No, it's not a secret. I could give you a rundown.
Or we can tune in next week and see.
Yeah, we got to keep listening.
I don't want to ruin the next guest visit.
Do we have enough beer to do 2 or 3 weekly pretty much?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
There'll be something new every week.
That's awesome. Brendan Maxim, he's the head brewer at Laguna Beach Beer Company. They are the sponsors of this show, What's on Tap. You can visit them at their new location on the canyon right next to Sawdust and 7 Degrees. And we're just, like I said, really fortunate to have you, man. Thanks so much for taking the time to teach us about your beer today.
Yeah, absolutely. This was awesome. Nothing like a Friday lunch with a couple pints.
Agreed. Monica, thank you for your participation.
Okay, thank you for inviting me.
We're going to close it with an Inesha Rose song, another performer often at the beer company, and we'll be back with the community info after that.
All have a tale to tell, love gone wrong in a wishing well. Heart. A perfect love that slipped away. A better time I called yesterday. Tomorrow's chance for a better.